圣城。
The theme of this conference is the bride and the holy city.
当我在家里那个每次播下这个题目的时候
，Every time when I meditate upon this theme,
我觉得何等甘甜。
I feel so sweet.
心腹。
The bride.
我们这样一个罪人。
Sinners like us.
只要把我们做成个心腹，心腹就是荣耀的教会，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，没有瑕疵，没有斑点，也没有皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁无瑕疵。我们要赞美主。
We shall praise our God.
我们读创世纪第二章。第二章第十八节到二十四节。我们一起来读。耶和华神说：“骂人独居不好，我要为他找一个配偶来帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造的野地各样的走兽和空中各样的飞鸟都带到那人面前，他叫什么？那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽都起了名。这是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人面前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。”我们读以弗所第五章。以弗所第五章。第二十五节，我们读到第二十三节，二十二节。二十五到三十二。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。好，我们先说到这里，我们读三十一节到三十二节。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。我们读约翰福音第三章。
Let's read John chapter 3.
二十六节，读到第三十节。就来接约翰说：“那比从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”约翰说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我的喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。”这里原来的意思是他必增加，我必减少。
here, verse 30 means he must increase, but I must decrease.
马太福音第十一章
Matthew chapter 11
第二节读到第六节
Verse 2 to 6。
约翰在街里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说，他要来的是你吗？等候别人呢？耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的接近，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不应我跌倒的就有福了。十四章马太
Matthew 14,
第十节到十二节
Verses 10 to 12.
于是打发人去，在街里沾了约翰，把头放在盘子里，拿来给了女子，女子拿去给他母亲约翰。约翰的门徒来把石首领去，买葬了，就去告诉耶稣。第十九节，我们二十六节。
And the same chapter, verse 19 to 26.
第十八节开始啊，耶稣说，拿过来给我。于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，门徒就递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子，吃的人除了妇女孩子，必有五千。耶稣就随门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一个人在那里。那时船在海中，阴风不顺，波浪摇骇。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去，门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。我们再读，对，最后读启示录第二十一章。第一节到第二节
Verses 1 and 2。
我有看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我有看见圣城新耶路撒冷，有神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我们再读九节。到第十节 拿着七个金碗，盛着幕后的七灾，七位天使中有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那有神那里从天而降圣城新耶路撒冷指示我。今天我们要讲建造新妇。
Tonight we shall talk about to build up the bride.
创世纪二章我们读的这段圣经。
In Genesis chapter 2, which we just read.
这是十分宝贵的一段圣经。
It's a very precious section.
这段圣经经过整个的圣经这段。
in this passage throughout the entire Bible,
一直到末了,
and last all the way till the end,
在神的旨意中是非常忠心的一段圣经,
and is a very, very precious passage in the will of God,
是关键的圣经,
it also is a key passage,
而且是特别宝贵甜美的圣经,
it's also very precious and sweet.
在神的心中，这是他泄露了他的秘密。他第一次受到了心中的渴望。他的第一次，他受到他里面所要的是什么？天上的神爱他的儿子。他的儿子那么丰满，但是没有一个人能够承受他的丰满。神的儿子就是爱。
The Son of God is love.
这个爱把宇宙都包裹起来了。
And this love can encompass the entire universe.
这个爱没有去赐爱的对象。
Yet this love has no object to receive.
神的儿子只有那样的美丽。
And the Son of God is so beautiful.
那么样丰盛的产业。
And has such a full glory of inheritance.
找不到一个人来和他同享。
Yet he cannot find anyone to share.
哦，他和这个孤单。
所
以在说那人独居不好。
That's why God said it is not good for that man to be alone.
我要为他找一个配偶，我来帮助他。
Therefore, I will make him a counterpart to help him.
这句话神对谁说的呢
？Who was God speaking to?
神对他自己说的。
He was speaking to himself.
哦，这人独居不好。
It is not good for that man to be alone.
神的儿子样样都好啊。
The Son of God is good in every way.
就是他是独一的嘛，这一个独生子。
Except the fact that he was alone.
太孤单
that was very lonely.
没有交通、
no、one to fellowship.
他的爱没有地方去施恩的对象
And he has no object for his love.
这样丰富
he was so full.
找不到一位来承受他的丰富
no one could find to share those fullness.
他说我要找一个配偶
Therefore God says, I will make him a counterpart.
配偶这个句话是非常奇妙的话
And that's a very interesting thing.
有的英文圣经翻译做 counterpart
Some version translated into the word counterpart.
什么叫做 counterpart?
What does that mean?
本来就是一个。
It means something that was originally one.
把一个就成了两半。
And you break it into two.
合起来就是一个。
You could put them back together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是个大的奥秘了。
That is a profound ministry.
我常常说到这里，我想起这个我从前几十年以前在台中的时候。
And I remember tens of years ago, I was in Taichung.
那里一位年长的弟兄姓杨。
And I have this older brother who's Latin.
他在青岛做律师，他到了台湾来的年纪大了。
And when he came to Taiwan, he was pretty old.
非常爱耶稣。
But he loved Jesus.
看见一个满头白发的人那么爱耶稣啊，真是欣赏了。
It's such an encouragement to see someone so old still love Jesus.
不管下雨太阳，他都在火车站门口发单张。
Doesn't matter the weather condition, he passed out gospel tract by the station.
有看看我们的老弟兄每天这样发单张，心里真是。惭愧亏欠啊
He said that every day I was so ashamed of myself.
所以我给他一起去发单张
So I decided to go with him together.
因为他说弟兄啊你知道我怎么得救的吗
So he said Brother Z do you know how was I saved
我说我真的要听
I said I really want to know
他说律师啊是最难得救的
He said it's very hard for attorney to be saved
世界上的人呢律师最坏
Because the attorney among all probably the
wicked one 我在青岛做律师
And I was an attorney in 青岛
头脑里头天天想的事情都是怎么样打败对方的都是不好的事
and all my mind was concentrating how to defeat my competitor
使我头痛
therefore I had this migraine
是好幸亏好我有一个嗜好啊
and I also had this hobby
哎呀我喜欢京戏啊就是迷到里面去了
I love Chinese drama
我也会唱
and I also sing very
well 我的胡琴拉得很好
and I also play their instruments
所以我一上街啊
so when I walk on the street
啊听见那个地方在放京戏了
wherever I heard theDrama,
我在里面就在里面，我就是拿着个琴声在那喝。
I was singing on within my heart.
我里面也会哼那个京戏腔给他喝。
And I will try to be harmonious to that song.
有一天我去听福音了。
And one day I went to listen.
所有道我都没有听进去了。
I didn't hear anything they said.
一句话，他讲的人说，我们和主是一二二二二一。
A accept the fact the preacher talk about we are one with the Lord.
但我是个律师，我头脑里想什么叫做我们主和耶稣是一而二的二一呢？
He said, I cannot understand. What does it mean by we and the Lord are one and two and then become one again?
不懂，不懂。
He said, I cannot figure that out.
所以一路回去，一头脑里头一而二，二而一的想这个问题啊。
So I kept on thinking and trying to figure that.
跑到家门口。
And when I approached my house,
他讲有件事情不对了。
Something went wrong.
今天我经过的时候，好几家都在唱京戏啊。
Today on my way back, I passed a lot of shops.
我一定是马上我们就在里头唱和他的啊。
In the past, I would sing along with them.
马上我里面有胡琴的声音啊。
And I would be so happy singing along.
今天都没有了呢。
So how come I didn't do that tonight?
这怎么回事呢？
What happened?
啊，我明白了，一二二二一了。
Suddenly, I realized, yeah, one has become two.
他没有讲很深的道会讲的最清楚的话。
He didn't say a very deep doctrine, but was.
我们是一个不成两个。
One has been broken into two.
这句话有语病。
Actually, there's something wrong with this kind of saying.
啊，一个本来就是一个。
If you're a one, then you're always one.
不成两个还是一个。
It's not two, but should be one.
这个叫一二二。
That's what we call one because.
啊，等到我们被领回到主面前去了。
And when we are brought back to the Lord.
两个又变成一个，对不对？
These two now become one again.
我不晓得那传福音的我讲那么深的，我想恐怕不是的。
I don't think they actually preached that night.
所以在准确一点，分成两个一半，记住吧。
To be accurate, it should be one has broken into two halves.
等到两个一放在一起的时候。
And when you put these two halves together.
本来就是一个。
They are one originally.
哦，都对方有那么大的吸引力量。
And the half has such a great power attracting the other half.
不是两个合成一个，一下就是一个，本来就是一个嘛。
It's not that you have two different halves and put them together make them one.
要为神的儿子造一个心腹。
Therefore, God, I will make him a counterpart.
这件事情把我们全能的神都要难倒了。
And that was something very hard for our God.
神的儿子非受到的生命。
Because the Son of God has this non-created life.
这么珍贵的生命。
Such an honorable life.
这么荣耀的生命。
And such a glorious life.
还要怎样造个配偶呢？
How can God make a match for him?
宇宙中间的万有都是受到的。
For all things in the entire universe, all created.
所以要不可能找到幸福的。
For him to find a right match.
把万有都在亚当面前走过。
So God caused all creatures pass before Adam.
那天亚当呢做了很大的工作，被排了那么长的长。
Adam had a hard day that day.
看看这个不是我的。
He looked at each animal. He said, "Not this one."
要取一个名字。
He would give them a name.
啊，那个名字就取了刚刚好的。
And that name would just be perfect for that animal.
是你托生命说亚当是最大的生物学家的人。
Therefore, Watchman once says Adam was the greatest biologist.
哦，看见狗来了。
So a dog came along.
我自己是很喜欢狗的人。
I love dogs.
狗是人类的好朋友。
Dog is a good friend of mankind.
但是不能是我的配偶。
But can never be my counterpart.
我和它完全没关系。
We have a different.
哦，一只马来了。
A horse came along.
马也是人类的好朋友啊。
Horse is also a good friend of man.
啊，有一个弟兄告诉我，他家里的狗比许多人都好。
A brother once told me his dog is better than everybody else in the house.
这是真的。
That's probably true.
啊，我不是说在神面前狗比人啊，不是这个意思啊。
I don't mean that dog is better than man.
这个人堕落之后啊，可怕极了。
But after man has fallen, man becomes so wicked.
若是我有只狗啊，一点不要放心，他对我至死忠心的。
If I have a dog, I know he will be faithful to me all the way to the end.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
哇哟，渡过去了。
All creatures.
好，来了个两个脚的，我站起来了。
Even though there's a creature may be able to stand on his
feet. 啊，这个是个猩猩。
And that's a gorilla.
两个脚能站起来了。
Even though he can be on his feet.
叫他叫 ape. 不过这个不能是我的 wife.
But that's ape, not a wife.
通通看过呀。
Every creature passed
by. 没有，没有。
No match.
天使也不能。
Not even angels.
一切受到都不能。
All the creatures cannot.
在这里这一条路。
Therefore God only has one way out.
在神儿子里面取出生命来。
Take out the life directly from the Son of God.
再建造成为一个心腹。
And build it up, become his bride.
哦，到了这伟大的圣经来了。
And therefore you see this great passage.
万有中找不到配偶。
Since he cannot find any match.
就叫神的儿子沉沉的睡了。
So he calls him into a deep sleep.
睡，说到他上十字架。
Sleep talks about the death of the
Lord. 要注意，这里没有罪的问题。
Pay attention, there you don't see any problem.
罪从三章进来的。
Sin does not start until the
二章没有罪的问题。
Prior to there, there was no sin.
就是没有罪。
There was Therefore, even though there's no
death, 我们的救主还要为我们经过死。
Our Savior still has to die for us.
把自己剥开。
He has to break himself up.
让生命能够流出。
So that his life can outflow.
哦，他做这件事。
When he did that.
虽然痛苦。
It was so suffering.
虽然有这么大的损失代价。
It was such a great price.
想到他要去一个幸福。
But thinking about the fact that he was
alive, 这个幸福和他完全一样的
will be just like him.
生命完全一样的
same kind of life.
是从他的里面取出来的
taken out of himself.
除此儿子之外还有什么非洲道呢
won't you find any non-clear life?
他就欢然忍受十架
therefore joyfully he endured the cross.
为我们流出水来
and shed his blood.
耶稣基督的生命出来了
and his life overflowed.
然后叫他醒了
And then Adam was.
那么好的一个醒啊
It's such a good word.
耶稣基督复活了
That speaks of the resurrection.
而他的生命进到我们千千万万神的儿女里面
Therefore his life is now entering to all the children of God.
他做了这么大的工作
He did something so great.
然后神就从无话就取出了个肋骨来
And he takes a rib out of it.
肋骨是一个预表
Rib is a type.
骨头也是预表复活的
Bones.It's a type of resurrection. Therefore, God takes the resurrected life out of him.
就是有那么笨的神的儿女，常常问我那个我的肋骨都很细的，好像没有掉了一根嘛。
Some children of God will ask me, "I have all the number of ribs I need. I'm not missing anything."
谁要你的肋骨嘛？
I said, "Well, who wants your ribs anyway?"
啊，神的儿子取出肋骨，他复活的生命。
And the rib from the Son of God speaks of the resurrection life.
在这个肋骨叫建造一个心腹。
And from this rib, a bride will be built up.
把他领到神儿子面前。
And he brought that bride.
神儿子的欢喜啊。
Therefore the son of God rejoiced.
神儿子的高兴啊。
He was so happy.
这一个都从我出来的。
He said, this is from me entirely.
这一个没有一点不是我的。
And every part of her is mine.
称她为女人。
Why do I call her woman?
从男人里面出来的。
For she is taken out of me.
这就是很严肃的问题啊。
Now this is a very serious thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上侍奉主。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we serve the Lord on earth,
我们有什么可以给主呢
？What can we offer?
耶稣基督给了我一个新的生命。
Jesus Christ has given us a new life.
凡我新生命出来的，都要到天上去。
Whatever is out of the new life will end up in heaven.
有的建造完成了，它又从天而降。
One day when the building up is finished,
我们现在经过了三章，当个大的麻烦，我们是个堕落的罪人。
But now we are sinners, we have fallen.
这个罪人不去说的，就我们的生命，己生命。
That talks about our self-life.
没有一点可以到主那里去的。
There's nothing to be brought up to the Lord.
这个己生命行善。
Even though it may be good deeds.
神的儿子不认同的。
But the son of God will never approve it.
浑生命发热心人。
All our zeal out of the flesh.
一个聪明又才干的人。
A person may be very capable.
常常来到教会里面，反而是个麻烦人。
But sometimes end up to be a trouble in God's church.
他满心好心啊。
He want to do things right.
他觉得这件事应该怎么做的，这件事应该那么做的。
He always have ways or methods to do things.
都是从他那个聪明的生命里面出来的。
Yeah, all those ways are out of his natural life.
不是耶稣基督的生命。
Not from the life of Jesus Christ.
主是认同他自己的生命。
Yeah, Jesus only recognized and proved that's out of himself.
主都归到主那里去的。都是我们里面从新生命建造起来的。
And that's the only part can go back to the Lord at the end.
所以十架何等宝贵。
Therefore, it's very precious.
十架把我们划分了。
Because the cross divided us.
他把耶稣基督的生命引到我们里面了。
And the cross given us the life of Jesus.
而把我们所有的魂和肉体的生命划开。
And do away with our natural flesh life.
要建造一个心腹。
And God wants to build up a bride.
二人成为一体
and two shall become one
成为完全是一个
to be a complete one
到保罗在以弗所书
in Ephesians Paul said
他就我们第一个说到那个建造心腹的第一个最大的道路
the greatest way in the building up of the bride
地上所一切正常的事
all things of this world
都指着天上的事来说的
refer to things in heaven.
我们有父母有儿女。
For example, we have parents, we have children.
天上的事来说的。
That talks about things in heaven as well.
我们有夫妻。
We have spouse.
指着天上的事来说的。
That also refers to things in heaven.
我们要吃饭。
We have to eat.
这指着天上的事来说的。
That also refers to
我们要喝水。
We need to drink.
是象征属灵的事情的。
哦、
oh, ，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
保罗那边就说到夫妻的关系。
Paul talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
他一下这个荣耀涌上来了。
Suddenly, the glory upflows in.
正如基督爱教会。
It is just as Christ loved the church.
为教会舍己。
And gave himself up for her.
用道真之水。
And through the water,
将他洗净。
Through the washing of water in the word,
可以成圣。
He has cleansed her,
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会。
And he can present to himself the church in all.
毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。
Without spot or wrinkle.
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
The holy and blameless.
保罗正看见一个荣耀的意象。
Paul saw a glorious vision.
这里没有说到罪。
He didn't say anything about sin.
玷污这个字原文不准确，中文翻译不准确。
The word spot is not sin.
他这个他讲的对了，斑点。中文说玷污是外面的哈，不是斑点。
It's the spot.
道中之水。
And through the washing of water in the word.
说他的话 ，word.
The word is God's word.
水是说生命。
And the water speaks of life.
是话中的生命。
And there's life in the word.
这里我们要解释一件事。
Now I have to explain to you something.
这个事呢，中文比英文就上算了。
The Chinese version is better than English one.
原文是有两个大的字。
And in the original context, there are two.
一个叫 logos.
One is logos.
还有叫 rhema.
The other one is rhema.
主耶稣就是 logos.
Jesus himself was Logos.
啊，道成肉身啊。
He was the word that became flesh.
他就是 Logos.
So he was Logos.
太初有道。
And there, in the beginning there was word.
这个道说了一个那么伟大的话。
And the word is the great word
for God. 有组织的话。
And that's like organized.
存到永远的话。
Which lasts all the way through eternity.
那什么叫做 Rhema?
What is Rhema?
Rhema, 主耶稣在说的话。
That's the word spoken by Jesus.
从神口中出来的话。
The word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
神的话临到我的时候。
When the word of God comes upon me.
这个叫做 Rhema.
That's Rhema.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道道中之水。
Therefore, the word in the water.
把话中的生命来把我们洗净。
The water in the word is the life in His word.
神的话何等宝贵。
How precious is His word.
我们需要说这个 Rhema 是怎样的一种话。
And what kind of word is Rhema?
在路加福音一章里面
In Luke chapter 1
他说出于神的话
He said every word that's out of God
句句都带着能力的
It's always full of power
这是第一个说的 Rhema 是什么
And that's the definition of Rhema
当神的话领导我们
Therefore when the word of God comes upon us
没有一句不带着能力的
Every one of them will be full of His power
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
句句带着能力那一天是天使把神的话带来给玛利亚
and the context was that angel brought God's word to Mary
那天这个 Rhema 就成了大事
and that word became great thing to Mary
在她的腹中圣灵怀孕
and she was conceived through the Holy Spirit
从她的心中
also,
玛利亚心中
in her heart
主的话临到她的时候
when the word of God came upon her
她整个心转变了
She was completely turned.
我以我的救主为乐。
She said, I rejoice with my Lord.
哦，这一个颂词那么的甜美啊。
And she gave such a sweet praises.
圣经里头有六个玛利亚，每一个都爱耶稣。
There are six Mary in the New Testament. Every one of them loved Jesus.
玛利亚这个字原文意思是个背叛的意思。
The meaning of Mary was rebellion.
就是旧约的米底安啊。
That's Marian in the Old Testament.
新约叫是玛利亚
的。And in New Testament it's called Mary.
我们都是背叛的人。
We're all rebellious.
神的话临到我们。
Yeah, when the word of God comes upon us.
今天、明天一直继续。
It continues work in us.
这一年到那一年加起来一直继续做工。
And year after year, he continues work.
他的话带着能力。
And it's full of power in his word.
但是我们天然生命是够坚强的，你知道吧？
Yeah, we have very stubborn natural life too.
一次足。说的话了
，God may say it once.
这次我们知道这个能力把我们击倒了。
Yes, we did feel the great power.
外面击倒了，我们里面没有倒。
Outwardly we may be striking.
我们人就这样。
But inwardly we are trying to.
站起来还是这样。
We're still there stubborn.
哦，耶稣基督的忍耐。
Yet the patience of our Lord.
他用话中之水洗我们。
And through the water in His word.
他的话临到了，有的时候是光照。
Sometimes His word enlightening us.
哦，我在看见，我知道我是个罪人。今天我知道我是。怎么样的一个罪人呢
？For example, we may know we're sinners, but today through His word, I know I'm truly a sinner.
从前我知道我骄傲，今天我才知道我这个骄傲的像魔鬼呀。
I knew I was proud, but today I finally see I was as evil as the devil.
The watchman, 我这两天要在弄他的东西，那个他说过一句话。
Watchman said once.
他在重庆被几个人整死了呀。
When people was trying to deal with him in Chongqing.
他说：“现在我才知道什么叫做罪人。”
He said, "Now I finally realize what sinners are."
他年轻的时候讲这个传福音是非常有能力的一个人。
He was a very powerful preacher.
啊，真是看见什么叫做罪人呢？我们以往不认识。
He truly saw what sinners are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的话。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God.
句句带着能力。
Every one of them is full of power.
另外在约翰福音六章三十六节
And in John chapter 3, chapter 6,
除了肉体是无益的
says the flesh profits nothing
只有灵能够建造人
It is the spirit that can edify people
啊，肉体是无益的
And the flesh profits
下面接着说我的话就是灵就是生命
Is that what I've said to you are life are spirit
这就是 Rhema
That's Rhema
这我们上面两处读的都是 Rhema
And what we just shared are all Rhema
我的话就是灵
And my words are
就是生命
And are life
所以弟兄姊妹我们有什么这么大的一个宝库圣经放在我们手中啊
Brothers and sisters we have such a great treasure the word of God in our hands
我真的是奇怪很多弟兄姊妹会不喜欢读圣经啊
I marvel at the fact that children of God do not like to read His word
当神的话在我们手中的时候
When we have His word in our hands
这是何等严肃一件事
What a solemn matter that
我要来读神的话
I want to read His word
我要在神的面前来读神的话
And I want to read His word before Him
我要和主在一起来读主的话
And I want to read His word together with Him
哦，然后我们读神的话
And then we read it
神的话常常像个圣灵水流
And His word is just like a current of the Holy Spirit
我们读完之后
After we finish reading
我这个人那么新鲜
And we feel so fresh
我的灵清爽了
And our spirit so
fresh 哦，他洗了我了
Because He had just
每一个早晨啊你要去 shower 你要去读神的话呀
Every morning go take a spiritual shower read the word of God
啊，我们读神的话
We have to read the word of God
有的时候我们读到后来就是那么饱足啊
Sometimes we feel so content
饱足啊
So full
哦，饱足了一个地步什么都不要了
To the point that we don't want anything else
耶稣那么可爱啊
But Jesus is so lovable
有一次我到石门去就上一次到台湾到石门去
Last time I went back to Taiwan I went to 石门
一个医生弟兄给我开车
And a brother who is also a doctor drove me there
开完车的我们下中午在那里吃饭
And we had lunch there
他在那里流泪
And he was in tears
一个弟兄说医生啊，你已经眼睛是有问题呢，还是
？Another brother asked me, "Is there something wrong with you?"
不是，他说我今天因为看见耶稣那么爱我，所以我哭了，不是眼睛毛病。
No, there's nothing wrong with my eyes. I just thought.
哎呀，我看看我们弟兄，真是可爱的。
And I thought he was truly lovely.
他就告诉他们我哭了，不是有问题的。
He said, "I cried not because of my eyes."
真的话。
And it was the word of God.
叫我们新鲜
And give us this respect.
叫我们清洁
Made us clean.
叫我们离开这个房子的时候
And when we leave our room.
叫我们觉得这个世界和我无关
We feel this world has nothing to do with us anymore.
哦，这不是世界上的事
We hate the testings of the world. 这些都
污染了我们呢
We feel that we're put filthiness on us.
我刚信主的时候
When I first became a Christian.
我要坐五站的电车然后还走一段路去教会
I have to take a long way to church.
那是上海一个中心区啊。
The church was in the center of Shanghai at the time.
走的时候
And when I leave,
一个不小心看见橱窗里头有一些东西啊。
When I was on my way to church, I would see a lot of display in the shop.
那个时候比现在就好多了呀。
And after that time was much better than nowadays.
好像眼睛被灰渣吹进去的一样。
And the filthy things I saw were so dirty, it's like dust in my eyes.
啊，这是不舒服啊。
I really didn't enjoy it.
就后来我就常常低着头走。
And then later on, I just looked.
哎呀，不要看了哈。
I didn't want to see anything. 有的时候低着头走，都是看甘美甜美呀。 And I feel the sweetness of the.
对面人走过来，我把他一下撞了。
And sometimes I accidentally bump onto.
你走路不对眼睛的。
It's a why don't you look when you walk?
哎呀，对不起。我刚才是没有睁眼睛。
And I have to apologize right away.
哪里的走路不对眼睛的？
So why don't you open your eyes when you walk?
想不出来了。
And I cannot explain why.
因为我信耶稣啊。耶稣太甜美了。
So sweet.
那个时候我总是带着福音担当的。And
I always bring gospel.
给他当担当。And
I would give the person.
我刚才很对不起，忘了你，请你信耶稣。And
I said, I'm sorry, I bow down to you. Here, please believe in Jesus.
神的话。
And that's the word of God.
真是饱足了。
It's so satisfying.
你能把什么给我呢？
What else can you give it to me?
你把世界上的什么东西能够比得起神的话呢？
There's nothing in this world that you can give it to me.
我们那么喜欢唱 Fanny Crosby 的这个。
We love to sing the hymns written by Fanny Crosby.
她是一个生来瞎眼的一个女孩子。
She was born blind.
她生来是没有父母的一个女孩子。
And she was born an orphan.
靠着一个穷苦的祖母养大的女孩子。
And she was brought up by her grandma.
这个女孩子何等可怜啊。
And what a pitiful child.
神的爱。
But the love of God.
那个老祖母也是个了不起的，这隐藏的得胜者。
Her grandma was wonderful.
她就坐在她的膝盖上得救了。
Fanny always stood on her lap.
坐在祖母膝盖上被圣灵充满了。
And she was filled by the Holy Spirit upon her grandma's lap.
她是一个瞎眼。
She was born blind.
老祖母把圣经慢慢读给她听了。
But her grandma read to her the Bible.
她能够背整个的新约。
So she can memorize the entire New Testament.
她能够背整个的诗篇。
So she can memorize the entire Psalm.
把还没有背旧约里头重要的话。
All the important words in the Old Testament.
我们这个眼睛亮的人呢，都要羞愧了。
Among us who can see.
哦，她侍奉主的时候。
When she served the Lord.
她写诗也是最好的。
She wrote Psalms so well.
她的诗各种各样的唱的都好。
And she has all kinds of hymns.
因为他的诗一唱就懂的。And
it's easy to understand.
不像我写的诗啊，那个复杂那个样子，人家不要唱了。Not
like the hymn I wrote, nobody could understand.
所以弟兄们说，道从伦敦到纽约，一直到非洲，都能听见 Fanny Crosby 的歌声啊。Therefore,
you can hear the songs that she wrote across the country.
当她祖母死的时候。When
her grandma passed away.
她是我的孩子啊。Grandma
says, "My child."
你现在又。 但我一个祖母都没有了。She
said, "Now you have lost even me."
我也不能留什么东西给你。
And I have nothing for you.
但是你要记得。
But remember.
我已把一个世界最大的宝库就给了你了。
And I have given you the greatest treasure in the
world. 我给了你整本神的话。
And I have given you the entire book of the Word of God.
神的爱充满你。
Let the love of God.
你也那么宝贝神的话。
And may you treasure His word.
他不仅会写很好的诗，这个人被主大用了。
Not only she wrote so many famous hymns, she was greatly used by.
神的话。
The words of God.
对彼得的人说，主耶稣是灵，是生命。
Therefore, Jesus said His words are spirit and are life.
当我们接触神的话的时候。
So when we touch the word of God.
能力来了。
There is power.
接触神的话的时候。
When we touch the word of God.
膏油涂抹我们的灵。
His anointment will touch our hearts.
我们的枯干的骨头都滋润了。
And all the dry bones feel this anointment.
这是瑞玛。
That's Rhema.
这是我们讲话今天到我们每个人都要宝贝读圣经啊。
Therefore, treasure words of God from today.
啊，那个彼得就说了句话。
And Peter said it once.
他说：“主啊，你有生命之道，我们还跟从谁呢？”
He says, "Lord, who shall we follow? Since you have the word of eternal life."
保罗，彼得说的是瑞玛，有生命的话，我们还跟随谁呢？
Peter was talking about there's life in your word. Who else do we follow?
当你觉得无助的时候，
therefore when you feel helpless，
当你觉得软弱的时候，
when you feel weak，
当你觉得你被困，没有一点办法可以出去的时候，
when you feel that you're so troubled and there's no way out，
不要惊慌。
Do not lose courage.
听你的内室。
Enter into your room.
跪下来等候主。
Kneel down and wait upon
him. 哦，里头相信啊。
And have faith.
只要主说一句话。
It only takes one word of his,
就什么都好了。
All things will be fine.
只要你说一句话。
Only one word from you.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督的话，马太福音第四章。
In Matthew chapter 4.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
He said, man does not live on bread alone.
乃是靠神口中所出的一句话。
On every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
啊，这两三个礼拜，我一个从前的一个长辈弟兄过世了。
Recently, one of my older brothers died.
Yeah, 我很感触很深啊。
And I was so touched.
总人总是会到他的尽头的嘛。
Because every man shall come to his end.
你活到一百岁也会到尽头的嘛。
Even though you may live up to 100 years old.
那我自己要警醒自己，需要从今以后每天可能去接主的。
So I caution myself that I may see the Lord anytime too.
现在和从前不一样了。
Days are different now.
啊，都是仰望主的保守。
I really look up to His keeping.
不要有一天是空掉的。
So I will not waste any day.
每一天都留下个脚印的。
Every day of my life has to have a footprint.
我和主一同醒过今生啊。
Shows that I have walked with my Lord.
现在荣耀在面前了。
And the glory is ahead of me now.
哦，主说，人活着不是单靠食物。
Therefore the Lord said, man does not live on bread.
靠神口中所出的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
就是那位长辈。
And that elder brother,
他第一个太太过去了，娶了第二个太太。
He had a second wife after the first wife.
完全合法的啊，没问题。
It was a legitimate marriage.
我有个麻烦，这个太太年轻呢。
And that second wife was very young.
我带领过她呀。
And I had led her.
我看见这个名字的，不好意思，一下变成我的长辈了的。
Oh, and suddenly because of marriage, she's now my older.
啊，我看见我不知道叫什么，要叫她。什么师母叫不出来了。
I have a hard time calling her.
我也不敢再叫她本来的名字了。
And I dare not call her by name either.
她丈夫和弟兄都在坐在那里，在家客厅里嘛。
When she sat with her husband.
啊，这个姊妹很聪明的。
And that sister was very smart.
她端水出来，她知道我真的会尴尬的了。
She knew I was quite embarrassed. When she said,
大家，先喊我史弟兄。
She would call my name first, Brother D.
啊，我们还是一样的。
So we're just like before, okay?
聪明不聪明？好多意义都包括在这句话里面了。
And that's a very inclusive promise made.
后来我也必须要叫他长辈的名字了。
Well, later on, I really have to call her according to the
relationship. 弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
口中所出的话。
The word out of our mouth.
我是要说那个姊妹。
That sister, I just mentioned.
我的确带领过她。
I really had brought her to the Lord.
她的个性蛮坚强的。
She was a very strong person.
我们教会正在有过奉献的关的时候。
And at that time, our entire church was trying to live in that
same life. 一个过去。
And we passed one after the other.
那个时候神恩待我们，我们讲一个生命，教会三分之二的过了，我们发题目了。
And God was so gracious to us. At that time, we'll pass each subject one by one. And when 2/3 of us have passed or learned that subject, we can start another one.
讲奉献，他给我讲个见证。
And when we talk about offering, she shares with her testimony.
她那天一翻开圣经啊，
she said that day she opened up the Bible.
你说这个是为了奉献，这个是挣扎吗？
She really was struggling whether to offer or not.
一翻开就翻到罗马十二章。
And when she opened, it just happened to be on the 12th chapter.
我有时候就大肆在劝你们。
And Paul says with a great mercy,
将身体献上，
I urge you offer yourself
当作活祭
as the living sacrifice.
她就把圣经一合，
so she closed it up.
这句话为你讲，再说一遍。
She said, God, if that was you, say it again.
马上圣经
在
说一遍的。他躺在那里讲的读圣经啊。
She was lying down reading the Bible.
你再说一遍。
So she said, Lord, say it again. 先
给他马上说一遍。
And the Lord said,
一下爬起来跪在地上，这是个痛苦流泪的。
And she immediately got up from her bed and knelt down and cried.
知道不知道神的话？
Do you know the power of the word of God?
能洗我们。
That can cleanse us.
哦，能够洗我们到一个地步，把我们生命都洗得不一样了。
It can cleanse us to the point that will change our life.
不是，洗能改变他的皮肤。
How can a black person change the color of his skin?
不是，就是黑人哈，就是黑人。
How can a black person change the color of his skin?
暴西门改变他的斑点。
How can a leper change his spots?
这不可能的，因为他生出来就是这样的。
It's impossible because they were born that way.
我们比黑人还要黑啊。
But we are even darker than black people.
真是个罪人啊。
Because we are sinners.
我们比豹还要残忍啊。
And we're more fierce than leopards.
谁能改变啊？
Who can change us?
主能改变。
Only the Lord.
借着话中的水。
through the light in His word,
把我洗净了
He cleansed us.
把我从前的脾气洗掉了
He cleansed our temper.
把我从前那个会跟人大声讲话那个力量洗掉了
He cleansed my habit of yelling at people.
可能90%是准确的我信主之后那发脾气不大有的
I think I have much less temper after becoming
因为从前我是个非常会发脾气的人
I used to have great temper
耶稣基督
But Jesus Christ
和他相交
Fellowshipping with him
读他话语
And read his word
伏在他面前
Bow before him
在他同在中
And in his presence
他用话洗我
He cleansed me with his word
洗我把不是的黑板板洗掉
了
把暴的斑点都洗掉了皱纹都洗掉了我有皱纹这个不是是属灵生命的事、啊、
I'm not talking about all our wrinkles
里面的皱纹洗掉了
The inward wrinkles are gone gradually
脸所有斑点要被做得做生命之光
shall receive the light of life.
耶稣基督一说话
When Jesus speaks,
我们才看见了我这件事情那么对弟兄姊妹坐在他身上我没有感觉
Then we can truly see our condition.
良心受了责备
And our conscience will be condemned.
我们要去认罪
Then we will go and repent.
认罪是个手腕也没用处的
And we'll confess our sins.
良心蒙了责备
Only when our conscience is
condemned, 是瑞玛出来了
because the word of God, 瑞玛
良心受不了了
and our conscience cannot deal with it.
我常常向我讲讲我二十三岁到台湾的故事
I often share the story when I was 23 when I first went to Taiwan.
大家穷得要命
We were very poor at a time.
我们在那里嘛，三个月吃那个包心菜炒饭。
We were eating cabbage with
一想到要吃饭真的头大
And I really didn't enjoy those.
这个差错三个月真吃够巧的
We had the same dish for 3 months.
你要穷到什么地步
you know, we were in such a poor
condition. 我一直祷告一碗肉丝面吃
And I prayed to the Lord may I have a noodle
soup 哎，主答应我的祷告了
And the Lord answered my prayer
有一点真实人那里想得厉害的时候有一个弟兄给我拿一碗肉丝面拿到我面前来吃
One day I was still thinking a brother brought a bowl of noodle soup in front of me
救助太好了
And the Lord is so good
啊，有点高兴我的父亲寄一盒那个沙丁鱼给我
And one day when I was in 高雄 my father mailed me a can of fish sardine
这下真赞了
And that was a struggle for me
这个四弟兄那么糟糕啊
He said, well, Brother Z.
哎，你去试试吃啊，吃上三个月的包心菜，你就试试看。
Well, don't blame me. Try to eat the one same dish for 3 months.
我们外面一桌八个人一起吃饭的。
And we were eating together with the co-workers.
这沙丁鱼。
And should I?
今天放了当一起吃呢。
Should I take that sardine out and share with everybody?
下去吃完了。
And they'll be gone in no time.
我们一个人分一根啊，没有。
And not even enough for everyone.
那我自己偷偷吃掉。
If I did it secretively,
也不太好。
That wasn't nice either.
挣过了，挣扎过去了。
So I was struggling.
还是我一个人吃掉。
So I did that.
啊，吃掉这块沙丁鱼啊！是哟，我真的要吐出来，要不远了。
I almost threw. I wish I can.
祷告也不平安呢。出去吃饭这个脸都很尴尬呀、啊！你们不晓得观点，我一人吃掉了的。
I feel so embarrassed and condemned when I eat with my.
那个时候我记日记。
And I was the bookkeeper.
到了美国，我太太怎么样？看见都是记着的。
Oh, I have a habit of writing journal.
她说你做了传道了，还偷沙丁鱼吃啊
？And my wife saw my journal.
我说你客气点好不好？没有偷来吃。是我父亲给我的。到有一天没有办法了，我只好给他们七个人讲：“弟兄姊妹，你们弟兄们都七个都弟兄，你们赦免我了。”我真是很沉重的认罪呀、啊。认完之后，他们七个人就哄堂大笑的。啊，四弟兄，你那么小气啊！你管沙丁鱼都不分给我们一条吃的。
良心受了责备。
My conscience was condemned.
你的良心受过责备没有？
Have you ever had that kind of experience?
把人家踩了一脚的没事。
Have you tried to step on somebody and feel that nothing had happened?
在会所走过去，把人家好姊妹好好大衣踩了一脚，还没有事。
And you pass by the hallway and step on somebody's garment.
什么时候 ，Rima touch 你的良心了
？And whenever Rima touches you,
那正是你踩住人衣服，人家不知道，姊妹啊，我看我一脚踩了你一大衣裳呢。
Even though people did not know what you did to her, but you will have a feeling.
我们中国人这方面特别往马虎了。
Chinese are very loose in this.
你们都会开车对不对
？You know how to drive.
没有车在那里，主人不在，我得撞了他一下 ，run away.
If you hit a car and the driver, the owner was not there, will you run away?
读读你的规则看。
Read your manual.
如果主人不在，你就放个条子在那里。
If the owner of the car was not there,
我撞了你的车。
And tell him that I have just.
我的电话号码是这个。
Here's my phone number.
美国人做的多一点，中国人做的少的多。
Americans are more accustomed to do that than Chinese.
你看他们有人快逃。
We were just, most of us try to just run away.
神的儿女不一样。
But the children of God are different.
我们的天性也是罪人的。
We have sinful life.
哎呀，有个记录要撞人家车还要赔钱，多麻烦嘛。
And you say, well, that's bad. We have to pay for it and also have a bad record.
要逃的时候，手握着那个方向盘，没有办法动。
Yeah, when you try to drive away, you just can't move.
哦，主耶稣的面光显现呢。
Because the light of His
face. 哦，我们的良心受了责备呀。
And our conscience is condemned.
写的仔仔细细的，字写的大大的放在他的地方啊。
And what we'll do is write a note in detail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这叫做 Rhema.
That's what we call the Rhema.
希伯来书四章，这是最好的圣经。
In Hebrew chapter 4, that's the great passage.
十二节到十三节到十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
主的话。
The word of the Lord
满带着生命
is full of life
而运行的
is also working
主的话出来了是满带着生命的话
and the word of the Lord is full of life
在我们里面运行的话
and that works in us
也会在我们聚会当中运行的
and also works in his meeting
主的话
the word of
the Lord 比良人的剑还要快
is sharper than a two-edged sword
能够把我们灵和魂都撕入剖开
and pierce as far as the division of the soul spirit
都破开了
and of joints and marrow
也心中的私意主意私业都显明了
and expose our intentions and thoughts
他下面就把他说了原来我们在我们与我们有关系的主面前
because in front of him with whom we have to do
都是赤裸敞开的
we are open and laid bare
当神的话进来了
when the word of God comes in
在我们里面运行的时候
and works in our
这个花就是主啊
and that his word was
把我通通黑暗心房都照明了
and enlightened all my darkness
哦，魂与灵骨髓与骨髓都剖开了
and pierced through the division of my soul and spirit my joints and marrow
有一天在上海的时候
one day when I was still in Shanghai
那个汪佩珍姊妹找我们四五个年轻弟兄读圣经
Sister Wen have four or five of us study Bible together
那么给我们规定好的啊读到什么地方读到什么地方
she made a schedule for us
有个弟兄非常爱读弟兄
and there's a brother who loves the Lord very much he was a very
他那个功课忙啊他那个圣经就不没有读到定规要读的地方
because his schoolwork was very busy he didn't read according to the schedule
刚刚到要教会去那这个巷子里面碰着王培正姊妹了
and on his way to church he met with Sister Wen
哎呀他说这个不好意思这个孩子告诉他算了吧
He felt that, well, I better tell her the truth.
哦，我说错了。他本来告诉我，哦，我读到了。
He told her that, yeah, I've read according to the schedule.
但是说话时候心里就是不平安。
Yeah, once he said it, he feels he lost.
我欺骗王子民干什么
？So why should I lie?
给自己讲个理由啊。
He's trying to find a reason.
若是不碰着王子民，我不会说谎的。
He reasoned that if I didn't see her, I would never lie.
碰着王子民，我若说我没有读到，他以后对我没有负担了呀。
If I told her that I didn't read according to the schedule, she won't have any burden for me.
但是他里头还是不平安。
After he reasoned like that,
他说我要给他去承认，我就要说了谎。
So he decided I shall confess.
所以好找到他了。
So he found her.
他说王小姐，我那天告诉你我读到了，其实我没读到。
He said, Sister Wan, actually I lied to you. I didn't read according to the.
他说弟兄啊。
She said, Brother.
是主从神出来的话的厉害呀。
And the word of God is very powerful.
我来告诉他，我是我撒谎了，没有读到。
He came to confess that he didn't.
感觉不是很重，就弄清楚一件事情就是了。
And he just deal with that matter.
王子民一回头说：“哦，你撒谎了。”
And sister one replied by saying, "Oh, so you lied."
我赦免你了哈。
Okay, I forgive you.
这句话那个能力啊，而吓得痛苦的啊。
Yeah, her word was so powerful.
她才看见说谎这件事那么严重啊。
And Carson see that lying is such a great thing.
你说谎了，我赦免你了。
She said, "Oh, you lied. I forgive you."
Rhema, 神的话。
Rhema is the word of God.
把我们灵与魂都赤裸剖开。
Here's open the division of soul.
里头隐藏在里面的心思主意，通通显明了。
All the thoughts and intentions are exposed.
两人的剑能剖开一切的事，不能剖开我们的灵与魂呢。
And two-edged soul can open many things, but not our soul and spirit.
神的话把一切都剖开了。
But the word of God opens up everything.
刚刚有意念起来。
We may just have this thought.
主说话了。
The Lord speaks.
刚刚有一个人在冤枉我一件事。
Maybe people just wronged us.
其实也没有太恶意，给他就不是这样的。
Unintentionally, people wronged us.
神的话领导了。
The word of God will come on.
不要有声音啊。
The Lord says, "Be quiet."
耶稣基督在公堂上没有说一句话。
Jesus Christ did not say a word when he was judged.
哦，他领导我们。
So his word counts upon us.
弟兄姊妹，神的话把灵与魂都刺入剖开。
The word of God can pierce through our soul.
原来我以为的好事，我是肉体的。
Some of the things we thought was good, but that's out of flesh.
原来我去责备一个弟兄，我是爱他，原来我这个东西是肉体。
Sometimes out of love we blame a person, but that's still out of flesh.
再加上一些最好的地方。
And there's the greatest thing in the Bible.
当主耶稣对彼得讲话。
When Jesus spoke to Peter.
彼得是主要最爱彼得。
Jesus loved Peter very much.
有一天主说的话和他没关系，主彼得看见了大光，那个瑞玛领导他了。
And one day Peter saw the light of Rhema. 这
是路加福音第五章。
That's in Luke chapter 5.
常常进到我心里来的话。
It always comes into my heart.
彼得来到主面前。
Peter came to the Lord.
主啊，我是一个罪人。
Lord, I am a sinner.
请离开我。
Depart from me.
弟兄姊妹，哪有一个弟兄啊求主离开他的？
Whoever asked Jesus to leave him?
那你没有碰到他的经历啊。
Because we do not have his kind of experience.
他要正碰到神儿子的圣洁之光了。
Because he really encountered the light of holiness.
他看神的儿子那么圣洁荣耀啊。
He saw he is so glorious.
我彼得真是个罪人啊。
And I am truly a sinner.
主啊，离开我，我是一个罪人啊。
如
果彼得，
从
今以后，你要得人如得鱼了。这样的经历才叫我们走真正生命能力的。当在主耶稣在小楼上最后一个晚上，主说：“击打牧人。”羊都要分散。这个彼得。是最快讲话的人。
And Peter replied immediately.
他说：“主啊，就众人都跌倒，我永远不跌倒。”
He said, "Lord, even everyone denies you, but I will never."
主再给彼得说一句话。
So Jesus continued to say,
我实在告诉你，
Truly, truly, I'm telling you,
鸡叫以先，
before the cock crows,
你要三次不认我。
You will deny me three times.
我想那个时间就是下面他为着彼得祷告的。
And then Jesus prayed for Peter.
Simon, Simon.
Simon,
我已经为你祷告。
I have prayed for you.
撒旦要塞，遮住你们，要塞你们的。
For Satan wants to attack you.
我已经为你祷告。
But I pray for you.
叫你不至于失掉信心。
So that you will not lose your faith.
当你回头的时候。
When you return.
要坚固你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
你这都没听进去。
Peter did not hear a word he said.
他想不到自己真会否认主。
Because he did not believe that he would deny the Lord.
一次，两次，三次。
One, two, three times.
第三次鸡马上叫了。
And after he did the third time, the cock crowed.
他回想耶稣说的话。
Suddenly he remembered the word of the Lord.
这个叫做神话语的回头来了，你知道吧？
That is the returning of the word of the Lord.
神的话是永远是活的啊。
Because his word is always living.
对你有的时候一句话和你一生当中过了好几年又来再来。
Sometimes the word of the Lord returns to us many times.
这一次这个话又喊这个彼得倒下来了。
And this time Peter fell.
他就出去痛苦啊。
He went out and wept.
我彼得完了。
I'm through.
我完了。
I am done.
我到了最后了。
This is the end of me.
我否认主，还是救主也已经回过头来看，亲眼看见这个走向。
Especially Jesus has turned back and looked at me.
我有什么前途呢？我完了。
I'm through.
弟兄姊妹们，主做了大工。
But the Lord did something.
这一下把他天然的尽头通通摔碎了。
Through that, he has broken up his natural life.
到了使徒行传五旬节来的时候。
When you come to the book of Acts.
十二一个使徒站起来，十二个。
The 12 disciples standing up.
彼得说话。
Peter was the one who spoke.
满有全能。
It was too full of authority.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神的话多宝多宝，多重要。
How important is the word of God?
现在我们看见，举回到基督什么上？九点半，九点。另外一条路讲到预备心腹。
Another way talking about preparing the bride.
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
哦，施洗约翰那天在那个约翰第三章。
In John chapter 3.
他施洗的时候。
When he baptized others.
人来的很多。
A lot of people came.
不仅多，那是不得了，有爆炸的力量了。
Not only many people was like a.
耶路撒冷城。
The whole city of Jerusalem.
犹太地。
Entire Judea,
三个地方的人都出来了
and three people from three districts
连有一些的法利赛人撒杜盖人都来了
even Pharisees and Sadducees
那比这最高的时候了
and that was the peak of John
到了第三章
and when it comes to the third chapter
耶稣啊也在那里为人施洗
Jesus also was baptized in
好多人都到那里去了
and a lot of people went to him
其实不是主耶稣施洗
actually wasn't the Lord that was
是他的门徒为人施洗
But his followers.
这个人的嫉妒没有办法。
Well, the jealousy in man.
那约翰的门徒来给约翰讲。
Has caused John.
拉比，那从前你给他做见证的那一位啊。
He's the one to whom you bore the testimony.
他的施洗人都到他那里去了。
People are going to him now for baptism.
约翰说：“娶新妇的乃是新郎。”
John replied by saying.He who has the bride is the groom.
新郎的朋友
and the friend of groom
站着听见新郎的声音
who stands and hears his voice
就欢喜
rejoices greatly.
我的喜乐满足了
Therefore my joy has been made full.
说句最大的话
and he said something
so 他必兴旺
he said he must
我必衰微
but I must decrease.
他必增加
he must increase.
我必减少
but I must decrease.
这是施洗约翰
That is John the Baptist.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，约翰的整个一生的道路啊，证明他这句话。
All the life of John has proven that's true.
当约翰最高峰的时候
And at the climax of his service,
耶路撒冷的人通通出来了。
The whole city of Jerusalem.
他在讲天国尽了的道。
And he was preaching to him the doctrine about the.
满了能力。所以他们犹太人。说你是弥赛亚嘛？你不是基督嘛？他说我不是。你是先知中的那一位嘛？这是圣经的十八章说有要兴起一个先知的像摩西，就讲的耶稣基督讲的。所以他们说那个先知嘛？那我不是。你是伊利亚吗？我不是。这个人这么讲，我不是。我想我在哪里？弥赛亚，我当然不是。那个先知，我当然不是。
您
要说伊利亚嘛，好像有一点事。旧约最后一句话嘛，差遣伊利亚来嘛。
Because the last thing in the Old Testament is Elijah.
到路加福音他生下来的时候嘛，啊，就说他有伊利亚的灵和能力嘛。
And he had the power and the spirit of Elijah.
最后十一章主耶稣说，他就是那要来的伊利亚。
And in chapter 11, Jesus said himself that he was Elijah that was about to come.
这里我可以说，有点道理，我伊利亚和我有关系的。
Therefore, it should be okay for John to say, "Yes, I am the Elijah."
他只会说我不是。
But he only said, "I am not."
你都不是，你是什么呢？
Then what are you?
我是旷野中的呼声。
He said, I'm just a voice in the wilderness.
我要借着那个在我以后来的。
I shall give testimony for the one that will come after me.
我就给他提鞋带都不配的。
I'm not even fit to remove his sandals.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当约翰最好的时候。
And that was the climax of his
耶稣最卑微的时候。
And Jesus was at the lowest point in service.
三十年一直出来了。
That was the initial time when he came out after
30 years. 他必须要经过些事准备，才可以开始公开之事。
He had to prepare himself before he can start his ministry.
哪有那么方便是传道人呢？
It's not easy to be a minister.
主耶稣三十岁出来才去到约翰那里。
Jesus came to John.
把约翰真是震动了。
And that really moved John.
他说：“我应该受你的洗。”
He said, "I should be baptized by you."
你到上我这里来嘛。
How come you come to me?
那主那些受洗的人很多很多的。
And many people were baptized that day.
主耶稣不过其中一个。
Jesus was just one of them.
他说：“我们必须要这样进。”说离党的义。
He said, "Permit this this time, for we should fulfill all righteousness."
现在，耶稣的门徒受洗了。
Now the disciples of Jesus were baptized.
好多人从跑哪里去了
？There were a lot of people moved to them.
当门徒们来基督主耶稣基督告诉约翰， so, 我们的人都到他们那里去了。
So John's disciples were jealous, so they came to report it.
哦，是约翰那个时候的得胜啊。
But John was so victorious.
他说去幸福的是新郎。
He said, the one that has the bride is the groom.
我不是新郎。
And I'm not the groom.
我是幸福身上的一点点小的生命。
I'm just part of the bride.
但是我是新郎的朋友。
But I'm also the friend of
the groom. 哦，这句话他最喜欢了。
He really liked that.
什么叫做朋友啊？
What is a friend?
知道一个人心里头的最秘密的事情，那么是他最好的朋友。
The best friend is someone who knows the secret of our heart.
这是主耶稣定的定义。
That's the definition of.
仆人不知道主人的意思。
A slave will not know what the.
我以后不再称你们为仆人。
Yeah, I will not call you slaves anymore.
要称你们为朋友。
But my friend.
因为你们知道我心里的事。
For you would know what's in my heart.
亚伯拉罕成为神的朋友。
Abraham was called the friend of God.
他知道神心中的最大的秘密。
He knew the greatest secret.
犹太神说：“我们的事岂可以瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？”
God has said, "How can we keep anything from Abraham?"
友谊深厚啊。
Because we had such a friendship.
但是亚伯拉罕看见最大的秘密。
And Abraham saw the greatest secret.
那座有根基的城。
Which is the city with
是神所经营所建造的。
And God is the architect.
明天晚上我们要讲这个，把整个人改变。
And we shall talk that tomorrow night that has changed Abraham's life.
神的朋友，摩西也是神的朋友。
Moses was also God's friend.
出埃及记说，出埃及记里面说，神用云火柱降下来，神就和摩西面对面说话，犹如人间朋友一样。
When the pillar of cloud comes down, God spoke to Moses just like friends.
面对面大家谈心啊。
Face to face, they talk.
摩西知道他心中耶稣基督心中最秘密的事。
Therefore, Moses knew the secret in the heart of God.
保罗更是这样。
So was Paul.
主常常给他交谈。
God always talked to Paul.
有一天主把他提到三层天上。
And there was one time he was caught up to
要提到乐园。
And into the paradise.
听见人说不能说的言语。
And heard of those mysterious words.
用这么这神的朋友。
And they were the friends of God.
新郎的朋友站住听见新郎的声音啊。
Therefore the groom's friends hear of his
voice. 这个瑞玛你知道主耶稣的此声有多好听吗？
Do you know how joyful to hear the word of God?
真是主说句安慰的话，说一句怜悯的话，哦，整个人都飞起来了。
Our whole being can be changed when he speaks.
那么重的创伤一下都满了，没有了。
And our wounds can heal just like that.
不是我这喜乐满足了。
He said, "My joy has been made full."
这句话不容易讲。
And it's something very hard to say.
约翰一路减少下去了。
Therefore, you see John gradually decreasing.
他被囚在监中。
At the end, he was in prison.
这就是我在大陆从四人帮倒了就进去到现在二十年。
I went back to China over 20 years now.
我见过那些我们学习小众们书里头最好的人。
I saw many saints personally who had their testimony.
我也碰到过失败放弃信仰的人。
I also met with people that had given up their religion.
我常常想，为什么那个地方本来也是很好的，怎么？正想不到会放弃信仰的。
I often wonder why a certain brother gave up his belief.
有的时候，并不太那个突出来的人，他倒是坚持忠心到底了。
And some brothers not that outstanding, but they were able to stand till the end.
有一件事。
There's a difference.
我发现。
I noticed.
这一些做殉道者的人。
All the people are willing to be martyred.
有些人他要殉道，他没有道好殉啊。
Some some people you don't have a way to be modern, even though you.
那我才给就录了他的那个戒指回来嘛。
And I just finished taping his.
这一些忠心到底的人。
All these faithful children.
手铐一戴上，他们根本就不想再回来了。
Once they're cuffed up, they never expect to return.
把自己路绝了，我这次进去了，我不再出来了。
They have cut off all the hope.
把自己生命掰上的。
They have submitted their life completely to the Lord.
我进去我就要死，我不要活的。
They've decided to die in prison.
里头还存着求主怜悯，能够叫我出去通通道。
If you have this hope to come back alive, then you probably will fall.
有个弟兄告诉我一个很有名的姊妹，我跟她太熟了。
A brother once told me a very famous sister.
早到一个地步，我能够在世界上再出去一天我都好。
Who actually in such a weak condition pleaded to just go out even one day.
在自由世界的时候，他自由的时候，他都是满了力量的人呢。
She was a very powerful spiritual.
树林生命很好的人呢。
When there was no persecution.
他就是把代价没放绝。
Yet because she was not absolute.
我不出来了。
She decided I will never come out.
喜欢戴手铐，很自己很喜欢。
A lot of people are life being coughed up.
受刑罚的时候心中喜乐。
And they had such a great joy when.
我已经把命摆上了。
Because I have put my life here.
还能要什么呢
？What else do you want?
圣灵一定帮助这样的人。
And the Holy Spirit always help people like that.
哦，亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督的话语。
The word of Jesus Christ.
那个约翰做什么监里去了
？John was put in prison.
有一个人从神那里来的。
And a person who came from God,
名叫约翰
whose name is John,
他太了不起了
he was so great,
就是没有把代价放绝
yeah, he did not put up his
我是耶稣基督的开路先锋
he said, I am the pioneer of Jesus Christ.
我是耶稣基督前面的 forerunner 这个前行者
I'm the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
我今天在监里受苦
Now I'm persecuted in the prison.
耶稣必定要来救我的
And Jesus had to come and save.
等了一个礼拜没有来救他
A week passed by, he was still in prison.
那个时候黑暗时代都是刑法很厉害的啊
At the time they really persecuted.
过了一个月 没有救他
Abused prisoners.
过了半年没有救他
Six months passed by, Jesus
他要跌倒了
He was about to fall.
这个就倒下来了
Actually,
我为你做了这么多的事、啊、有圣灵和我同在、啊、今天你在外面我听说你在那里大大的做发动神迹啊我关在监里这么多时候我受尽那么多的痛苦你不知道吗他就派两个门徒去试探主耶稣你想不到那个在旷野中讲道的时候那个 powerful 的人会软弱到这样啊
You can never imagine someone like John who was so powerful
那个要来的到底是不是你啊
We ask a question like Are you the one that's supposed to
下面一句话真的很饿了或者我们等候别人啊
Or should we be waiting for somebody else
主耶稣没有理他这句话
Jesus did not answer his
主对门徒说
He told
把你们所听见的所看见的回去告诉约翰
Report to John what you have heard and what you have seen
这就是最大的一个见证的力量
And that is the greatest power of his
讲我所看见的
Share what you have seen
讲我所听见的
Speak what you have heard
直接从主那里来的
Receive it directly from the Lord
下面主说现在瞎眼看见
The Lord said, "Go tell him the blind receive sight."
瘸子行走
The lame walk.
聋子听见
The deaf can hear.
死人复活
And the people dead.
穷人有福音传给他们
Are raised up.
这就耶稣已经掌握了禧年了
That means he had a jubilee.
说完这些
After he finished talking.
最后一句话
Last word he said.
凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了
He said, "Blessed is he who is not stumbling over."
这句话真是瑞玛
That's 瑞玛
哦，门徒把这话带给约翰了。
And disciples brought his word to John.
约翰一直关在监中了。
John was in the prison.
到他殉道。
Until he was martyred.
再不跌倒了。
And never fell again.
受刑罚痛苦的时候。
When he suffered persecution.
不因着主而跌倒。
He never fell again.
当那些恶人用引诱的话试探他的时候。
When people tried to tempt him with evil words.
不因耶稣基督而跌倒
，He did not stumble because of Jesus Christ.
就有无限的大的度量。
He
耶稣基督的灵叫他胜过一切仇敌。
And the Spirit of Jesus strengthened him to overcome all foes.
Rhema 有多力大的力量。
Rhema is full of power.
到了最后。
And to the end.
那个新耶路撒二十一章新耶路撒冷来了。
In Revelation chapter 21, you saw the New Jerusalem.
我看见圣城新耶路撒冷。
John said, I see the new holy city.
从天而降。
That comes down from heaven,
就如同新妇
just like a new bride,
装饰整齐了
adorned,
等候丈夫
ready for his wife,
他把圣城给新妇放在一起讲
ready for her husband,
那个圣城从天而降
the holy city which comes
就是那个新妇装饰整齐了
it's the bride who's adorned well,
到了二十一章
comes to the 21st
接着说我把基督羔羊的新妇子给你看
his angel says,I will show you the
oh, 使徒约翰被心灵被圣灵感动
And Apostle John was so moved by the Holy Spirit
到了高山
He went up to the high mountain
他真要看那个伟大的新妇
When he was about to behold the great bride
他一看就是个伟大的城
What he saw was a great city
四千里长宽高的城
It's width and length and depth
他里面所有城的话来都我们马上就懂了
And we understand right away
Rhema 就带着解释来
了
开了我们的属灵的窍了
open our
属灵的 understanding 的悟性开了
open our spiritual understanding,
哦他看的时候
and we saw that,
他一面看那座城
he looked at the great city,
他里头看见那个人
he also saw the
这么大的幸福
such a great bride,
六千年的工作
and that takes 6,000 years
主耶稣的手的奇妙
哦、
我也在那里
I am,
这一座城太大了
such a great city,
但是这么大的城来描写说明那个心腹有多伟大
and that city tells us the greatness of the bride,
我们一面看见圣城
on one hand, we look at the new city,
我们看见心腹
and we also see the bride,
现在所有的罪恶都脱落了
and all the sins have fallen,
那时候耶稣基督得到了那一半
And Jesus will have his counterpart.
教会得着那一半。
And the church will also have her counterpart.
私人成圣的。
The one that has caused people to
be holy. 和那得以成圣的。
And those who are made holy.
原是出于一啊。
Are one original.
一个曾经成为两个国。
One was become two.
现在做成了。
Now it's become one.
再临到耶稣面前。
And will be brought to Jesus.
神儿子的欢喜。
And the joy of the
幸福那么大的幸福才能配他
Only a bride like that can match
每一个点都是他里面出来的
And every part of the bride
每一个点都是基督亲手做成功
And every part of her is done through himself
我们再唱那个一路撒场
Let us sing the hymn again stand up and speak.
良人
，Oh, I am my beloved.
我良人也属我
，And my beloved mine.
他待我这卑贱身
，He brings a poor vile sinner.
进入他的快乐
，Into his house of wine.
那时我无他靠山
，I stand upon his merit.
只靠救主功劳
，I know no other stand.
前来荣耀所充满
Not even where glory dwelleth
以马内利之境
In Emmanuel's land
哪里的人我们再从第四节唱
Let's sing from the verse 4
Oh, 我是说我良人我两个眼珠望他带我的背前进入他的快乐那是我